Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's Get Local.
Welcome back, everybody, to Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Always happy to highlight local businesses, organizations, our Dane by Local members. Again, Dane by Local doing so much in our community to assist those businesses in any way possible, and also just to kind of promote and get the word out to you about the importance of going local with your shopping, with services, and of course, seeking out those local organizations as well to contribute to that. Also, give back so much to our community. Our show sponsor is Evolution Financial. We thank Sue Peck, and you can find out more about her, evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, a great advocate for the station and this program. There is room for more if you're interested in becoming a sponsor. Of course, you can join us here on Devil Radio. Just check in with Luke. But we'll get into our show now, and we get an opportunity to talk with Brad from Boulder's climbing gym and bring him onto the program. He's got a great story and a great local business. Brad, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Jason?
Hey, is the weather helping things today? People want to get indoors, right, and climb at this point, right?
You know, it's pretty interesting that the weather, we're somewhat of a seasonal business. People like to climb indoors when the weather's bad, but they like to climb indoors year round. So that works out fine. What we find is if the spring is more or less normal, our business is more or less normal. Too cold is bad. Too warm is bad. You know, it seems to be progressing on pace and things are good. So can't complain.
Tell people a little bit about Boulder's Climbing Gym. Now you have two locations in the area. How did you get started in this?
Lifelong climber. I've been climbing since I was 10. So that was like 89 years ago, something like that. Long career in climbing in the outdoor industry, and we started a co-op in Verona. We converted a 140-year-old stone barn into an indoor climbing training center, and we had about 50 members in our co-op. And we did that from about 1990 to about 1994 when we decided we'd start working on a commercial gym, which we got our original location open in 1996. So we turned 25 on November 23rd at our original location, and we turned 3 at our new, at our downtown location, which still feels new to us, on November 23rd also. We didn't plan it that way. It just worked out, and it's been great. Things are going well.
We're talking with Brad from Boulder's Climbing Gym. The website is bouldersgym.com. And Brad, you know, it's so interesting, I think, talking to local business owners, because there's such a variety of businesses. And I think the thing that I always find that's common is there's that passion, there's that story behind it. And a lot of entrepreneurs end up taking that step, going through all the hurdles and the hoops to create their own business because they're passionate about a specific thing in their life or something they're doing, and they realize the value. So what do you think the value of Boulder's Climbing Gym is bringing to our community and to the people that that visit?
That's an excellent question. Thanks. First of all, climbing is a life sport. You know, most of the sports that people do for their whole lives involve, you know, just hands and feet. So running, hiking, cycling, skiing, paddling, these are things people will do as kids, and they'll do them until they, you know, can't get out of bed anymore, basically. So climbing's in that niche. So we do have great grandparents climbing with great grandchildren. You have 4 generations of climbers who were climbers, you know, original members of ours back 25 years ago, who now have great grandkids who are still doing it. So that, you know, life sport, a way to be active, and a way to share good times with your friends and family is really kind of part and parcel of what we are. But more than that, we're also a community where, for a lot of people, we're their third space. You know, you spend time at home, you spend time at work, and that third space is where you choose to spend time. And so a lot of our members, a lot of the people who are are important to our community, spend 2 to 3 hours a day with us, sometimes 3 to 5 days a week. And that's where all their friends and family are too. It's the place where they choose to go when they could go anywhere else. And so that's a big part of what we offer, is just really great friendships, family relationships, potential for partners, place to take your kids. Just truly a life sport, and people end up weaving their whole lives around our little community. So we're really grateful for that.
Yeah, I think that's such a remarkable feeling, I think, to have, because like you said, people are choosing to spend that time with you. You get to see opportunities for families to bond, enjoy time together, generations coming together. I think that's fantastic that you create a space like that and a community like that. We're talking with Brad over at Boulder's Climbing Gym. Brad, something else I have to ask you about. So I was looking on your website. Tell us about Climb a Mile. There's a little bit of time left in March, but this seemed like a really great opportunity. And is this something that you're going to continue to do moving forward for other organizations?
Yeah, we have a monthly advocacy. So just Climb a Mile is the one we do every year in March, because everyone's been indoors a lot and gives them a reason to kind of focus. But we challenge our members to climb a mile, and they donate money to do that. You know, it's $5 minimum, but $20, $30, $50 people will do. And then they come in and they check off the number of climbs or the number of boulder problems that they need to do in order to complete the mile. Whether they complete the mile or not is really kind of irrelevant. Their name gets thrown into a raffle and we give away a bunch of big prizes. But we take the funds from Climb a Mile, and this year we're giving it to Porchlight, which we're really proud of. But every month we have an advocacy. That's part of how we give back to the community. We have a Climb for a Cause every month. In recent months, we've done Disability Rights Wisconsin. We've done Urban Triage. We've done, I'm trying to think who else. Every month at the start of the month, we have a give back program, and we'll carry it through the month. And some larger promotions annually, like our Climb a Mile, generate a little more money. But the goal is just to give money back to the Madison area community.
I find that with local business owners more frequently than any other group of businesses in communities and people I talk with. There's always some sort of effort to give back. There's motivation behind that. It's to be a part of the community oftentimes. How do you select organizations for that? I mean, does it have to ring true? Is it a staff group activity? How do you select your organizations, who you want to assist and who you want to highlight? Because that's really what you're doing. Like you're making a donation, but look at, you're also elevating that group so the community learns more about them too, right?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. And often with some of the things that we do, we'll have a table where people can come in and talk about their organization on certain nights, or we'll have a party or a competition where that's really an important part of it. And, we have go-tos. We've done a lot for the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. Those are kind of a go-to. We've done a lot for REAP was a big one, and we've done that many times. We've done work for DAIS, and G-Safe and a bunch of other groups where we just keep going back to the well. But, we like to find new ones that, align with our values and align with our community's values. And weave them into the mix too. It's always great to double down and give more money to the people we've already given to, but it's really fun to find new alignments, new causes that we can support. And so we have people on staff whose job is to basically make that happen. And then they'll come to us as a management team and they'll say, hey, I think we should do this group or that group or whatever. And it's great. They align with who we are and what we're about. Let's help them. Let's support it. Let's drive this. And that's been really gratifying as part of our business for sure.
We're talking with Brad Wirtz with Boulder's Climbing Gym. Brad, I'm a new climber. What's the experience like for me coming into Boulders? I want to start climbing. What can I expect?
Your first visit, you'll be given an orientation, and our two gyms are slightly different. The gym downtown is bouldering only, which is climbing without ropes, fairly close to the ground. And that's really about movement. You can think of it as like a skate park where people go not to travel around on their skateboard, but to do tricks or ride terrain in a short space. And bouldering is really similar to that, in that you're trying to cover a short stretch of ground using just what's available to you, using your hands and feet. We do have bouldering at our original East Side location, but over there we also have roped climbs and we have auto belay climbs. And part of the orientation is to get people set up specifically with the Autoblaze so you can just clip in, climb up and drop off at any time because the system catches you. So climbing as a sport is more about movement than gear. And in the real world, you have to learn a lot about gear, but indoors, you can just focus on movement first. And so you find a lot of people who come in for a day and they like it and they keep coming back about movement. And eventually they may or may not climb outdoors, but the movement becomes fun and important to them. And so it's just a really easy gateway to entry.
I think that sounds fantastic. The other piece that strikes me is, you know, a lot of gyms, if you go to lift weights or you work out or whatever, there's very specific muscle groups or things you're doing with a piece of equipment. Seems like climbing is one of those whole body movement activities, right? Where you're working everything and everything kind of gets activated.
That's true. And it's a natural movement. So, you know, it's something we're kind of hardwired to do at a certain level. As a matter of fact, adults most often have to relearn how to climb because we actually start to forget at a certain point how to climb. And so it generates fitness and strength at the same time it's recreational. And often those things align. You're having fun at a certain challenge level and you're challenged to move harder, but your body's not ready and you keep trying and trying and you come back next time and you're a little stronger and you can get it. So it's a sport that rewards progress and by improving your body in a way that helps you make more progress. So it's, again, just a super easy gateway. You don't have to worry about being able to do it super well at first. Just doing it creates improvement and fun. So,
Brad, tell people again where they can find your gyms and how they can connect with you to get involved.
Well, bouldersgym.com is a great gateway for us. It's probably the better one. We do have phone digits, but they're all at bouldersgym.com. But we have on the east side, our original location is at the corner of Route 30 and Stoughton Road. It's actually on Commercial Avenue over there on the northwest corner of that large intersection with the interchange there. And then downtown, we're at the corner of Carroll and Doty at the root of the 25 West Main building where my office is and where I'm calling in from right now. So it's both locations are really easy to get to, and I hope people can find them.
Oh, before I forget and before we let you go, I also saw, in addition to Climbing for a Cause and people can make financial donations, do the activity that's through the end of this month, you were also accepting item donations. Are you still accepting those? Can people still get those in if they're motivated?
Yeah, we have bins both at the both front counters, and there's a specific list. And so that's also on the website of things that Porchlight in particular are looking for. Sorry, I don't have the list in front of me, but there's a whole list of personal items as well as foodstuffs. And yeah, the bins are there, and we've collected quite a pile. So yeah, please bring some stuff in.
Perfect. Brad, thanks so much for your time telling everybody about Boulder's Climbing Gym. Again, the website, bouldersgym.com. That's Brad Wirtz, the owner and founder. Brad, take care of yourself. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks so much, Jason. Appreciate it.
We will be back here on the other side of the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local on Devil Radio. There comes a time.